The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. In the Silicon Valley is a place called the Willow Garage. It's not really a garage. It's a robot research lab dedicated to building practical personal robots like the PR2.
Close right hand.
Closing right hand.
More after this. People like me who grew up watching the Jetsons expected we'd all have personal robots by now.
Rosie is our new robot maid, George.
Good evening, sir.
Not quite there yet, but as correspondent Priya Clemens found, the day is getting closer.
I've never been hugged by a robot before. Oh.
The big difference between fantasy and reality is that these robots aren't intended to do the housework for people who can do it just fine on their own. They're intended to help people like Henry Evans. He was only 40 years old when a severe stroke left him paralyzed and unable to speak.
I didn't know what was going to happen. He was literally trapped in his body.
His wife Jane says the one thing Henry can do is move his eyes and a single finger. But that's enough to operate his new robot, which was donated by the Willow Garage to Professor Charlie Kemp at Georgia Tech, who, along with his team, is programming the robot to help Henry take care of himself.
Why not just hire someone to help Henry, as opposed to having a computer help him?
It's the difference between asking someone to do it for you versus doing it for yourself. People really want to do things for themselves.
And so the robot will help him do things like shave and pick up a towel. His wife is ecstatic.
The robot has helped my husband emerge into this person that I never dreamed possible.
One little reality check. While Henry's robot is a donation, your copy of the Willow Garage's PR2 lists at $400,000. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.